We oftentimes don't think about the environmental ethics and implications to which we ourselves pursue other entities and other beings on this planet. When we pursue ourselves, when we pursue our goals and ambitions, we use resources, and those resources take energy, and that energy affects the planet and the resources to which we ourselves as human beings rely on and maintain our lives. From the earth and the sky and the water that we drink, and the mountains and the valleys, right, the geology of this planet, all things that exist within the atmosphere of the earth, the clouds, birds, insects, animals, all ranging from various categories and species, some known, most unknown, that exist on this planet, as well as many that exist underwater that we cannot name, all these things we affect on a daily basis. And we don't consider and think about the deeper implications we have on the environment, let alone on ourselves. But when it comes to the environment, it's important that we take into consideration the big issues that are associated with health, right? We all want to be happy. We all want to be, some of us want to be wealthy, but we all want to have happiness in our lives. And without having proper nutrition, proper care of the environment, the earth, we can't achieve that. So in order for us to be happy, part of that is to care for the world around us, to care for the people around us, and to think and to care for all the resources that we have, because oftentimes it becomes difficult for us to even consider what it is that we need in life if we don't even consider what it is that we do for the planet and for other people. Now, many people live their lives without ever considering the need for caring for the planet. People litter the earth, they destroy the planet, right, through waste, through consumption. But the earth itself has already gone through many, many, many times over with the problems of trash and the issue of environmental pollution in various forms, many which end up in the ocean. Five gyres that exist on our planet that people don't consider. But when you take into consideration the earth itself and the reality of the planets that exist around us, particularly our earth and the universe, we need to take care of the environment, particularly the environment of our planet, and to seek and to realize what it is that we can do. So when you think about the environment, what oftentimes do you think about? Well, I know for myself, when I think about the environment, I think about the earth, particularly the planets. I think about carbon emissions. I'm thinking about the use of consumption of dairy products and meats, pollutions of the waters, the use of oil, refineries that are created, nuclear power, right? The usage of materials on this earth that come from all throughout the planet. Think of animals, such as this annoying dog that's in the background that keeps barking constantly. And how it is that we could ethically think about these beings, these species, and how it is that they can benefit us. Now, I think many people don't realize and oftentimes think about their deep implications, but one particular philosopher, his name is Peter Singer, he talks about the idea of speciesism, similar to other ideas, many isms, which is the belief that as human beings, we disregard and ridicule other animals, other various species of life that exist besides us on this planet. We treat us as human beings, Homo sapiens, of higher value and higher status, our species, as superior and above other species, when in reality, many species are superior and above us in different forms. We may have a higher intellect, even supposedly a higher level of reason or rationale, but many animals contain that capacity. For example, many people don't realize this, but dolphins have various means of communications. They're highly intellectual. Same with whales and other animals. Chimpanzees. There's been even sightings of chimpanzees who could smoke cigarettes, speak sign language. Gorillas who can also speak sign language. A host of various animals that communicate in primal means, that celebrate the dead like human beings do, that have very primal forms but very complex forms of rationale and reason. Animals who understand and reason and rationalize far better than human beings do. But yet we as humans, we treat certain animals above other animals. For example, in North America, many human beings, particularly many citizens, treat cats and dogs of higher status and higher value compared to pigs and cows, horses, lambs, goats, chickens, and other farm animals, simply because we see cats and dogs of more value. So we're not willing to slaughter them, to kill them, simply for food and meat, but we admire them as pets. Why is that when in other countries they do the same thing? There is no more hypocrisy, no more of a hypocritical analysis than to not kill all animals in the name of food and justification. But in America, we value certain things more than others. And when it comes to the environment, many people only value what it is that they can use, where it is they can travel. So they use oil, fossil fuels that are easier to fuel, that are more profitable and make more business compared to all various other alternate sources of fuel. Today's society, many companies such as Monsanto, right, British Petroleum, BP, as well as Chevron and other companies, commit many illegal crimes for profit because oil itself is profited around the world. Corporations are deregulated, many of them cause many illegal activities that aren't regulated throughout our society, and they get away with plenteous amount of crimes. And yet here in the United States, we don't make any initiative or effort to ever consider what these companies do in our lives and how to prevent these companies from destroying our planet. But oftentimes it's these environmental issues and factors that tie into consideration the deeper implications and facts within our society as human beings. It's interesting because when you think about the reality which we live in, the world and our planet, we're just a speck of nothingness that exists on dirt. But yet we ourselves claim purpose, we claim dominion over this dirt, as if that dirt is our own, when in reality we just come from this dirt, we're just born on this planet. We have no power above the power that we create based on the resources and materials that we use. We use materials to claim power and dominion over other people, but yet we ourselves are created by these materials through these materials. They seep through our veins and our blood. They're used in our reality and our consciousness, but we claim power and dominion over things because of power and corruption. We use religion many times. We use politics and corporations to control the masses of individuals around us. But we don't think about the ethical implications that we have on the environment and what it is as we as human beings can alter and change towards the benefit of our reality and the benefit of our society and the world itself to deter the problems that exist around us, to make a better reality, a better planet for future generations. Many people, I think, oftentimes when they go about their daily lives, don't ever think about what it is that they do, their carbon emission, right? Many people call it a carbon footprint. What do you emit? What do you give to this planet, right? What footprint, what remnant do you give to which you yourselves are part of? All human beings give it. But in today's society and era, it's more and more difficult. So it's important for us to really realize and think that we are part of nature, we are of nature, so we should respect nature and the things of it. Recycle, taking care of the environment. Use public transportation when we can, right? Use less gas, oil, electricity. Because many third world countries, for example China, and even other parts of the world, particularly a good majority of many people who are in the industrial factor and the facility, live off very little money, less than $100 a month, to support their lives. And yet they themselves, if they were to consume the same amount of energy as in the United States, would create a huge carbon footprint and lead the world in a darker and darker path. So it's important that we unite and realize the deep implications of the ethics around us, to care for the environment, to think about what is it that the environment needs from us, and what can we give to the environment. If you take care of your own will take care of you. And when it comes to the planet, this is the only planet that we have, and we need to take care of it, and we need to clean it, we need to do what we can to help the environment so the environment can help us and better the world so that we, as human beings, can prosper and live happy lives. And also, I'd like to say that if any of you guys have any questions or any concerns or any ideas, if you'd like to go through any interviews, please message me at thelovofwisdom424 on my Instagram or my Facebook at thelovofwisdom. Follow me. You can Google me on Google Podcasts. You can Google The Love of Wisdom Podcast. My name is Anthony Pensa. I know this podcast is short, but if any of you guys have any questions that I talk about later, I'll be getting on to various philosophies and other topics in later podcasts. But thank you for listening to The Love of Wisdom Podcast. And my name is Anthony Pensa. I'll see you guys next week.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.